Hey y'all, I am Yamaya the colorist. I am a woman, mom, and boss. My objective here is to create, inspire, and make a difference, not only in my experience, but in your experiences as well. You guys can find me on most social media platforms as Yamaya the colorist. Again, that's Yamaya, YEMAYA, the colorist. Today is Thursday, February 8th, 2018, and you're tuned in to my podcast slash audio journal. So let's get to it. I'm gonna dive right in. Today, my message to myself and to you guys listening is to stop trying to fit in where you do not belong. And again, I'm speaking to myself. Again, this is my audio journal. Y'all, there have been instances where I have been, I've interjected myself to be amongst certain people or in a certain type of environment, when in reality, I wasn't a fit. And I mean, I did it for different reasons, because this person is popular or cool, or they belong to the it group, or they know the who's who, or whatever the reason. I had a reason, but me interjecting myself among certain people in a, or certain situations, it just wasn't organic. And it resulted in me feeling out of place. And in that feeling of being out of place, I realized that I did not belong there. And y'all, if you can relate to the example I just provided, then I want to say to y'all, stop trying to fit where you do not belong. Now, this is not me saying do not network or to not put yourself out there. Yes, do network. Yes, do put yourself out there. Do be seen. However, after doing those things, be done and allow whatever magic or attraction or cultivation that's going to happen, let it happen organically, meaning let it happen on its own. It's no need for us to try and I'm talking to myself. It's no need for us to try to force it or make it fit or work. Just let it happen. This past year, I've kind of got into planning things. I've developed somewhat of a green thumb. And what I've realized through doing that, nature, it doesn't force anything. I realized that I can't force the flower that I plant to grow. I can only plant the seed, and then nature is going to take care of itself. It's going to water it. It's going to give it the sunlight. And my only job or the my duty initially is just to plant the seed, and that's it. I mean, and obviously, I want to plant it in good ground, but after I do that, my work is done. And I'm learning to apply this concept in business, like in networking, social settings, and just wherever, plant the seed and be done. For example, like in a social setting that I may go in, I'll introduce myself. And me introducing myself, that just entails me sharing who I am and what I do. And for me, it'll go something like this. Hey, I'm Yamaya. I do a lot of hair color. I'm a hairstylist. Check me out on Instagram. My Instagram is Yamaya the Colorist. That's it. And if it's a networking type of event, like something business related, I may plug in something like, let me know if I can help you with XYZ. Something like me being of a servitude. But that's it. Okay, y'all gotta get some water. And to dig a bit deeper, why do we even want to be a part of the it crowd or with the popular folk or maybe these social organizations? Like, why? What does that even mean to us or for our lives? When I ask myself those questions, I realize, like, hey, is this about acceptance, validation? And if so, from whom? And what I came up with that is the real validation and acceptance comes from doing the work, period. And whatever that may be for you. these groups and cliques and clubs and all this feel good, faux reward stuff that we want for doing nothing, that stuff, it don't replace doing the work. We can do lunch and brunch and go to seminar after seminar and be in as many girl gang business groups as possible. But it still doesn't replace the work. Doing the work, your work, whatever it may be, it's its own reward. When I began to like diligently commit to fulfilling my purpose or my work, the reward system began to operate organically, just all on its own. For example, I spoke in front of some youth and I was somewhat unsure if I could do it. Nonetheless, I did it. Okay. And that was attached to my purpose. So like that was part of my work, right? And the reward after completing what I was supposed to do and what I did, you know, the speaking in front of the youth, the feeling of accomplishment and that knowing that, you know, I could do the speaking engagement because I had done it, it was its own reward because I felt good. And then guess what? I'm using the law of attraction in my favor. So because I feel a certain type of way, good, I'm in a state of joy, I'm attracting more of those feel-good experiences. I'm attracting more joy. You see, our rewards are tied to us doing the work or fulfilling our purpose. And then that eliminates us having the desire to seek out people and organizations and all that ish that we often seek out, because what we really want is that rewarding feeling. And in actuality, and again, I'm talking to me, we've been seeking rewards without doing the work. And that's backwards. Again, rewards show up after we do the work. And when attraction is operating, so after we do the work, we're rewarded because we feel good, then attraction is operating in our favor. We ain't gotta do the most. Who and what we need, it's gonna find us because we're operating in that law of attraction. Again, do network, do be seen. But after the seed has been planted, allow things to happen or not happen organically. Y'all, so to recap, stop forcing stuff. Plant the seed and be done with it. The work is its own reward. Continue to do the work. Nothing replaces the work. So do the work, reap the rewards. Then attract who and what you need. Y'all, that's all I got. That's where I am on my journey, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your attention. Again, I am Yamaya the Colorist, woman, mom, boss. You can find me on most social media platforms as Yamaya the Colorist. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to y'all next time.